am speaking with a couple members of the Southtown community. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
And so there's someone outside. This is a very real situation we're in. We are literally in the middle of the studio. And just looking around so people get an idea of what it looks like here. There's posters from shows, but they're not just any poster. They look to be screen printed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Brian and I both work at a screen printing shop, and we are both also involved heavily with the music scene. So a natural kind of culmination of that is screen printed gig posters. Most of these were designed by Brian.
Most of them happened downstairs at the Black Sheep, which is right across the alley there.
Yeah.
Very cool. Kind of a good example of how art and culture and music and everything meld together here.
How it all combines.
Yeah. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Okay. I'm Brian Galecki, currently one of the owners, co-owners of Dumb Records. And also myself and Brandon, this is more recent, but we're also co-owner of the Black Sheep Cafe next door.
Along with Miles Fowler.
We're always down here doing stuff. Other than that, we, as mentioned earlier, we do screen printing during the day too.
For those who don't know, Black Sheep Cafe is an all-ages music venue. And Brandon, you want to elaborate on your role at all?
Yeah, I'm Brandon Carnes. I am an engineer and producer at Southtown Studio and one of three co-owners of Black Sheep and musician and ice cream print as well.
Yeah, I guess we both play in bands too.
Yeah.
Have for a while.
Basically, as long as I can remember, I've been playing in bands in the Springfield music scene. So.
Brandon got me out to my first show when I was in 7th or 8th grade.
Nice. When you were a drummer and singer at the same time back, that's my first recollection of seeing shows when I was probably in high school.
Those were your first shows?
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that band called?
Midnight Fall.
Of course. All right. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what we're surrounded by. You guys have mentioned them. There's Black Sheep, of course, and then Dumb Records, which is relatively new.
Yeah, about a year and a half now. October of 2013, it just kind of all came together. Like the idea just kind of came up and presented itself. I was the one that threw it out. I was like, what would happen if we did a record store there? And George was like, yeah, you should do it. And then I talked to Nathan Landel, owner of Era Records in Urbana, Illinois, and he had opened up a store that April, and it was doing great, you know, and he's a huge fan of what we're doing and stuff. Told him about it, and he was like, you have to do that. Like, if you don't do that, like, I will. Like, I'll do whatever I can to make, like, get a record store going over there, because that would be a great idea, like, having it next to Black Sheep and everything. And that's pretty much what it is. It's a separate thing. It's a record store, but we run it. The two go hand in hand, and it also goes hand in hand with the recording studio now and really everything going on in the neighborhood. Like nights there's shows at Black Sheep, it's like there's something going on everywhere.
So there are two dogs here, just in case. They're fine.
Those are my dogs.
Yeah, for real. Real dogs.
Like my homies. with an AW.
So this all started, this area all started, like, before you guys were even born.
Yeah.
1988.
Yeah.
The year before we were born.
Right.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Skank Skates.
Mm-hmm.
For those who have no idea what it is, just fill them in.
Yeah, George opened Skanks, I believe, in 1988. It was his baby, like a one-room skate park back then. And I guess over the last 26 plus years, it's grown into, the room expanded. And then he opened a skate shop next door for a while. And the skate park basically kind of built a foundation for alternative culture in Springfield. You know, even though it was one little room on kind of a forgotten side of town, you know, I remember coming to Skanks to see Wee Man on my 11th birthday, you know.
The project that's going on that George Sinclair has, like a Kickstarter for, mm-hmm. includes recuperating, I guess, old tapes, old footage. Mm-hmm. And I was seeing that even like Tony Hawk has skated at Skanks at one point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Twice, actually.
Yeah.
Came here with his whole team, I guess.
Yeah. And Rob Dyrdek, who, you know, had a big MTV show. And George just has a massive collection of tapes. And
really, he's got a whole room set up right now. It's just filled with tapes. And that also includes, like, boxes of old flyers and stuff. Like, of course, along with skating, there was also shows happening on the ramp before Black Sheep came along in 2005. So it's really been a hub of music and skating too.
Braid and Park Flyers.
Yeah.
And
well, of course, like it was a place where Nihilate played. Basically, in short terms, like the one half is preserving all the tapes and our history. The next half is securing the future of Southtown and doing our best to improve it and make sure it's around for a while, you know?
Yeah, the other half has to do with starting a non-for-profit organization so that we'll be able to apply for grants and do things that will drastically improve the way that we can reach out to the community, support, you know, to support our ventures.
So let's break in with some music here, since that drives so much of this all. Mm-hmm. Let's maybe go back a little bit. Nihilate might be a good band that people recognize. And if they haven't heard of, it's a good place to start.
Of course. Springfield. Old MacDonald, that was my old favorite.
Was it
Old MacDonald's Straight Edge Dilemma?
Yeah, I can go for that.
Okay, yeah, we can go for that.
All right, here we go. All right, so that was Nihilate. We're talking about the Southtown and area and the Southtown project that some people are behind right now. I'm with Brian Galecki and Brandon Carnes. Let's talk about the geography of where we are for those who might not know.
Nestled on the corner of South Grand and 11th Street in Springfield, Illinois. I put on my NPR voice for you.
Thank you. Perfect.
Yes, on a quaint little corner on a forgotten side of town exists a community centered around arts and culture, the likes of which is seen in very few places. We have the world's second oldest indoor skate park called Skank Skates. We've got the Black Sheep Cafe, which is about a decade strong now. In September, it'll be the 10-year anniversary of the Black Sheep Cafe, an all-ages music venue. We do shows there for all types of bands. We do art shows. We recently had an open mic night. It's a venue, but it's also a community space. And there's also Booth City Skate Shop, a skate shop that's been there for about a year and a half now,
Yeah, it was Empire Board Shop, and then, it started around the same time as the record store.
And we've also got Dumb Records, selling, you know, records and cassettes and CDs of, there is actually quite a bit of local music there, but there's also, you know, not
everything else,
local music,
plenty of used.
Yep, and we're sitting in Southtown Studio, which is, a small kind of project DIY recording studio that I record a lot of the Springfield punk bands and other kinds of bands too. Not exclusively punk, but I record a lot of punk bands.
And you have your own radio show on Q&A.
Yep. Black Sheep Radio Show on 88.3 FM Springfield. Airs every Friday from 4 to 6 on 88.3. And you can stream it at WQNA.org, or you can download our episodes at blacksheepspringfield.com. And actually, blacksheepspringfield.com is kind of the home base for all of the Southtown businesses, ventures.
Yeah, I don't know. Including updates on the Kickstarter and everything.
Yeah.
The Project Southtown Kickstarter. Yeah.
So let's talk about changes that are happening at the Black Sheep. Black Sheep is almost a decade old, which is crazy.
Yeah, up into September.
And Kevin Bradford, the godfather of it all, is stepping down and betrothing it to you fine gentlemen, as well as one other.
We're having a ceremony with, you know,
christening.
The christening and crown. There sage. Are crowns. Sage. Definitely, like, so much sage.
Well, so do you guys plan to make any changes at all?
Changes are happening, as, like, we're talking about, like, Project Southtown, and there's always something going on, really. Uh-huh. We're gearing up for, like, the biggest festival we've ever had, Dumbfest 3, coming up here June 12th and 13th. There's 40 bands playing that over a course of 2 days. Kevin, moving on to other things, has been, I would say, a pretty natural progression. Kevin's been great. Like, we all support each other with what we're doing. Like, he briefly mentioned, like, that he's got new things coming up in Springfield, you know, so he'll be staying in town and he'll still be active, like, you know, right. and helping out with those bigger shows and festivals.
The new things aren't happening necessarily as a result of the changeover. The things that are happening are things that we've been working to do for years. Yeah,
planting the seeds.
The Kickstarter has been in the works since last year, even. And Kevin's been, from the start, like, helping us out with all that, mm-hmm. you know. And, of course, that's going to lead to other big changes, too, like, with the whole non-for-profit organization coming up. Working with, like, the music culture and everything, things are always constantly changing. And, like, doing this, that's kind of the reason why I think that Black Sheep has lasted so long, is just, like, because we're constantly adapting, just providing. I mean, the core is still there. Like, it's an all-ages safe space.
And we mean all ages,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like there's a stigma with all ages venues that it's strictly for people who aren't old enough to see shows
right,
at bars.
Right, not the case.
We welcome everybody. My grandma always says, you'd freak out if I walk through those doors, and I say, no, really. I would love to see you out, because I think what we do is broader than the under 21 community.
And it is definitely a drug-free environment, though,
yes.
Alcohol-free.
Yep. Correct.
Which is why lots of parents feel okay, probably, with, like, letting their high school students
go for
a show.
And that's the reason. That in itself is probably one of the biggest factors in, you know, the Black Sheep being able to stay open for a decade. All ages venues, like, that doesn't happen very often.
Right.
And I think a lot of times it's because venues will be lax about enforcing kids bringing alcohol in, or anybody bringing alcohol in, and that sacrifices the whole space.
Right.
You know, that gets venues shut down.
All right, so let's go to some more music. Maybe you can talk about some of the best or your favorite bands that have been through just so far this year.
Well, of course, Screaming Females was a big one that just happened this past March, and that was the biggest show we've had. That wasn't a festival in a few years, really. It was packed house, like,
yeah.
One of the best bands, too, I've seen play. I mean, there's been a lot of great bands.
She's, like, an amazing guitarist.
Oh, absolutely. And they loved
it. Bonafide shredder.
Yes.
Yeah. They really enjoyed their time in Springfield, too. They thought it was great, like, everything going on here.
Yeah.
And it was great that we got to show them everything. And I think they'll be back at some point,
yeah.
too. We've had a lot of international bands come from outside the country, too, the past couple of years. Some that come to mind, Una Bestia Incontrollable from Spain. Ultra Bidet from Japan came about a year ago, too. There was a band from Macedonia called Bernays Propaganda.
Yeah.
About a year ago as well. And they were the first band to tour the U.S. from their country. It's a very small country over in Europe.
Yeah. They stayed at my house. They were.
Yeah. So it's been great. And France, too. There's
Boom Boom Kid.
Yeah. From Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah. It's been unreal, like, getting to meet all these people. I mean, we meet plenty of friends coming from outside the country and stuff too, but, like, it's been especially great being able to meet people from outside of the country, even, you know, from different ends of the world, and, like, them getting to see everything we have going on here, which, like, it's even, like, amazing to them, you know, like, they see the whole community neighborhood going on, and, like, they're just like, oh, wow, like, Una Bestia, like, called it the capital of punk or something.
Aww.
Like that.
Yeah, a band from Spain, they posted on their Facebook page that Springfield was the capital of punk while they were in New York.
Yeah, and the band from Japan, like, had a similar response.
You know, yes.
So what songs should we play?
Oh, Screaming Females,
sure, why not?
Yeah. Do you have a pick?
Criminal Image.
Yeah, I was just going to say that was
a pretty good
song. I remember that song playing.
Yeah.
And me and Brandon are also a fan of that song, I know that.
Yeah.
She told me it was her favorite off the two records, so
okay.
We'll go with that. We'll be right back. We are wrapping up conversation about South Town. There is a current project underway that is hoping to raise funds to preserve some of the history of this area and make its future more viable. I did notice this isn't a Kickstarter where, or like some, a lot of the crowdsourcing these days, you don't really get anything out of it. Mm-hmm. But I think you kind of do if you donate to this project, right? Oh,
absolutely.
There's some goodies.
Yeah. We got a lot of incentives, I guess, if you go look at the list.
If you need that.
Yeah.
Which, as NPR, we've realized that, if there's a mug, they will come. So anyway. Yeah.
I think there is there?
No, the mug got...
We can make mugs, though.
We have a Dumb Records mug. There
exactly,
are
yeah.
We'll make some mugs.
Yeah. Usually we have mugs for sale in the record store, so
right.
come
so
out to
Dumb
Records.
Right, if you're a diehard, just come buy a mug for God's
yeah.
sake.
Yeah. By the way, Dumb Records is open from noon to 8 every day of the week, since we're talking about mugs.
Yeah.
But really, though, another incentive is, like, I know we have a Dumb Records grab bag in there, like, of local music, you know, so donate and you'll get a bag of tapes or CDs from local bands. That's one. Like a Project South Town shirt that I'm going to design up and Brandon's going to print, like, over at the print shop. I know the biggest incentive is, like, Brandon will write your own custom song and record it with a band up here. We've gotten one of those. No, two
there
so far.
There are two, yeah.
So you gotta, yeah, Brandon's gotta...
I've got my work cut out.
Like, any
me.
Topic or, like, an ode to the person?
I don't think we have a strict format on it. I'll probably communicate with the people a gotcha. Little bit and see what yeah. they see what they want out of me, you
yeah.
know?
There you go.
That's so cool. All right, guys. Okay, our time is up. It's getting hot in this room. We're going to go out on one more tune here, and this one is tied to pretty big announcement if you follow local music,
yeah.
Brandon, so lay it on us.
Well, I play in a band called Looming, and we've signed with a very cool record label out of California called No Sleep Records. We're going to have an album coming out in August called Nailbiter, and the album pre-sales actually just went up on No Sleep's website today, and it's, I don't know, I'm pretty thrilled. It's been something that we've been working for quite a while, and it's coming to fruition right now. So the first song from the album just went up. It's called Onward, and today's the first day that it's available to the world.
All right. And that sounds like a pretty good title, at least, for what we've been talking about
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here we are with Looming's Onward.